Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha, also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 9, Zephyr, Parasite's Kiss. The word parasite comes from the Greek word parasitos, which means one who eats at the table of another and repays him with flattery and buffoonery. If that ain't love, I don't know what is, honey.
What's this?
His foot goes up. His foot comes down. Did you mark the car?
We did.
Money, are you there? It's Martha.
And Monk, answer our call.
Take a right here. I said right, Zeph.
Yep, sorry, Money. The midsummer sun scorches the dash of the truck. We swerve through avenues of hidden mansions. Thanks to Money, we track the scent of the car that took Vector all the way to Callie's asylum for chronically rich bios. Bel Air.
That's right.
We're close now. I feel it in my metal.
Turn left.
We think we've already...
Left, we said.
All these trees and shit. It's like a giant-ass maze.
What? Look at the size of that house. We bet they have a gargantuan litter box.
Ugh.
Too hot. It's too hot for Martha. We don't even have pores and we're dripping. Is the AC really broke or are you just being cheap again?
What are you doing?
Oopsie.
Don't touch my shit.
You're gonna get us scrapped.
Why are you like this?
Can you shut the fuck up?
Sorry, Monk. So sorry, Monk.
Stop. Stop the truck.
Money's quieter than usual. Judging by the stink of benzin, I'd say they're hungover as hell. Is she here? Yo, Money.
No? Oh, I gotta get closer, so. Just to make sure. Be right back, babes.
Careful.
Oh, come on. The bio mansions are hidden behind green walls, thick with cascading vines and columns of dark cypress that reach into the clouds, giant agaves with dusty pink blossoms, and the gene-modified purple palm trees they put up to replace all the ones devoured by fungus, all groomed to look wild. This green has a purpose. It's a border.
Be right back.
These private worlds play by their own rules.
Anytime someone says be right back in those ancient horror flicks, they don't come right back. They die in gruesome ways.
Martha?
Yes, Monk?
Shut up.
Second thought.
Yeah. Must we?
We can't get the image out of our mind space. Of Omni's head.
Don't, Monk. Please.
Sorry. Just can't believe he's gone.
We're too exposed, idling in this rusty-ass ice cream truck. The hell is Money doing?
At least you didn't spray electric pride on the side like you wanted to.
Shh. What?
Listen to what we're picking up. A most curious thing. Northeast corner.
Martha comes and sits in my lap. I place my hand over their forehead. With a flick of a mangy ear, they share their experience with me. My ears taste new vibrations. The sounds trickle in between the leaves of the cypress trees.
Hear it?
Sounds like some kind of party?
Yes, but the song.
What?
Focus.
Is that
a biopurist anthem if we ever heard one?
This whole hill vibes off that shit. Pardon my French.
Likely true.
It feels like we just left the Tin Inn bloodbath, but we've been tracking the scent for hours now. The Santa Ana winds didn't make it easy on Money's nose, but Here we are. Maybe I thought the nose wouldn't do its job. Maybe I thought I wouldn't have to fight. Even before money rounds the corner with that telltale look on their face, I feel the dread come up like vomit. The end of the road is almost here.
Easy, Ziff.
Hmm?
We can hear your teeth grinding.
There's money.
Well?
The car is here. The smell coming from the compound northeast corner.
Where the party was. Caught it.
Yep. Lots of bios congregating. More coming. There's a lineup. Some pretty luxe ride snaking towards the main gate. It's a fortress. They got an electric radar. Guards everywhere.
The tarot card I pulled this morning flashes in my mind's eye. Lightning, a burning tower, a body falling.
What do we do now?
I want to turn the key, speed off, drive away, and never stop. But I don't. I can't. The thoughts that propelled me here ricochet through my brain. They can't destroy my family. They can't do this to us. The tower means upheaval, but the change it brings is for a higher good. I know what I have to do now, Omni.
What are you looking for?
I can't suffer peacefully no more. Like a bag? A garment bag. Last chance to run for the exit, Miamix.
A world without Vector's belly scratches.
It's not a world you want to live in.
Found it. Oh, thank Mother Net. So, safe to say Mama Diamond's planning on scrapping Vector in front of an audience of like-minded maniacs.
No shit, babe.
But there's still time.
Time is not the issue. We'd need an army to bulldoze through to her.
No. We just need to be smart.
Afraid I'm not following.
Yo, what's in the bag?
Ta-da, my old catering uniform.
When did you do catering?
Short stint. Screwed a guest. Got fired.
Do not approve.
Money, did you see a service gate?
Yes. Yes. East side of the property.
I rip off the white armband with the golden letter E that branded me as an electric. Truth is, I quit catering when they made us wear them. Can y'all scramble the radar signal?
A job for Monk. We offer protection from detection, but it will drain our battery most quickly. Will an hour suffice?
Beggars can't be choosers. Okay, how do I look?
Wow. We've never seen you look so... bio.
Ugh. Gross. Okay, great. Let's go. Monk, you'll stay with me, but out of sight. We'll head into the kitchen. Martha and Money, search the premises. Ping us as soon as you find Vector or Lucky.
Excuse us. Lucky? Hold on now.
Mm-hmm.
We shall sneak in. Fine. Great. And then?
Can we call for backup?
We just watched the strongest electric we know get his jaw ripped off in the light of day. In front of a whole building of electrics. No one will come. Not before it's too late for V.
But we don't have weapons. We don't have...
Actually, we do. I'm at 50%. Should be enough, but every moment we stall...
What are you talking about?
Me. I'm the gun.
Meow.
I just need to convince Lucky to pull the trigger.
Rusted.
Radar scramble commenced.
The service gate is manned by a lone D-Dog in a fold-up chair. A brawny kid with his nose in a Superboy game system.
Shit!
Metrics 4000. Game of the year.
More like decade. Wait, no, yo, where do you think you're going?
Oh, sorry, love. Isn't this the Diamond residence?
You got business here?
Yeah, I'm with the catering company. Server.
You're real late, sis.
Oh, I know. Car trouble. He looks me up and down, straining to assess the threat. I smile wider than feels right. Behind his back, the three electric cats slip inside without making a sound. Almost.
Nah. Protocol. Gonna have to call it in. Your name?
Oh, no, please. It's, okay, so it's just my first day, and my boss, he will totally freak. I got a little boy at home, and I really need this gig. If I could just pop in there, honestly, no one would be the wiser.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm new too, you know? Like, I can't screw around.
Oh, pretty please? Isn't there anything I can do? He steps closer. Shit. I hope he can't smell the iron in my sweat.
We could work something out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that tone. Fucking trigger alert. Just pretend he's a paying client. Business as usual.
Can you pass level 7?
What?
On metrics 4000. I'm stuck. Been trying for like last hour. Nada.
Oh, the death race level?
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed the Superboy from his clammy hands. Trick is, you speed up at the last turn instead of hitting the brakes and then punch it.
Damn, girl. Damn, shit.
You ate that track.
Guilty as charged.
You know what? You earned it. Get on in there, quick. Before one of my guys sees me and rips me a new one.
My gaze drops from his eyes and lands on his boots. He has yellow laces. I turn away and walk through the gate. I remember Vector telling me, the yellow laces are a badge. The diamond dogs get them when they scrap their first electric. I wonder how Lucky got his laces. I wonder if he hurt someone I know.
Nailed it.
Shut the hell up.
Cool your mettle. He's not gazing. Something smells good.
Mama Diamond's new mansion slices through the horizon, just past the catering kitchen tents, like a concrete spaceship crashed into the side of the hill. Very extra, compared to the house Sasha grew up in. I mean, I only ever saw it from the outside when we drop her off, but guess business is booming. It's funny. I used to look up to Mama Diamond. I wanted to be just like her when I grew up.
Prosciutto, figs, salmon, canapés, deviled eggs, in that order, okay? Let's go, chop, chop, you, I don't know you.
I'm the new girl.
New girl. Randall send you?
Yep.
Son of a bitch, they were capped. Well, thank God, we need all the help we can get, but, new girl, not the day for mistakes. First things first, non-disclosure agreement, autograph, please. Hey, tie your hair up, let me see your jacket.
Yep.
Fine. Okay. And your pants? Are they pleated? Oh, no, honey, didn't Randall... Flat front is a must. God damn, Randall. Oh, waist.
30.
Margie, send up pants. Woman's 30. Can't have you looking like you work for a dusty electric catering joint now, can we?
We need heavy bussing in the courtyard. How far are we from the big show?
30 minutes before they start ushering guests into the auditorium, people. 30 minutes.
Here are the pants.
New girl, pants.
As I put up my hand to grab him, my glass wrist slips out. I quickly cover it with my sleeve. I look up at the manager, in terror.
What now?
Nothing.
All right then, grab a tray from the bar and walk the floor by the ice sculpture.
Ew! Oh my God, there's a cat in here!
Get that goddamn thing away from the caviar!
I'm in. Holy shit, there are so many of them. Some 200 people gather around one of those ritzy pools that looks like it melts into the sky. I spot a framed picture of Sasha with flowers around it. If she only knew. A 12-foot ice sculpture sits at the far edge of the pool. I crisscross towards it, barely balancing a tray of champagne flutes. Out of practice. These people, all colors, creeds, and ages, all bios, united by their hate for our kind. But like, the hairstyles, the jewels, the dresses these bitches wear. Wild. Honey, if I had this kind of money, I wouldn't walk around looking like a cheap bridesmaid. Monk peeks up at me between the legs of the sculpture. I thought I said out of sight.
Listen, money found B. Max security. The dogs are getting ready to move her. No sign of Lucky yet.
Keep searching.
Seth, wait. Our battery is draining too fast. We can only scramble the radar for 30 more minutes.
Fuck me. All right. I look up at the sculpture. A smiling old man with a beard. He looks like he's laughing at me. Mocking me. I don't recognize him immediately. I guess it shows in my face.
Silver.
Excuse me?
Julian Silver.
I've heard the name before, but I can't place it. I'm too distracted by the bit of cheese stuck in the cleavage of the bubbly Thai woman smiling up at me.
Silver was the first bio charged with killing an electric. Died in prison. Can you imagine? For killing something that was never even alive.
True American hero.
He'll get his day soon enough. I pray for him.
I turn back to the sculpture so I don't spit in her face. I take comfort in watching his ass melt, slowly but surely.
Oh, hi, honey.
I turn, instinctively, angrily. That's when I see the redhead brute, the one who killed Omni. His foot goes up, his foot comes down. My hands tremble. The tray clinks. He beelines towards me. I freeze. Shit. It's over. I slip a knife I grabbed from the kitchen out of my sleeve and hold it at my lower back. I see it all go down in my head. He runs at me, yelling. I drop the tray. He tries to shock prod me. I parry and jab the knife into his throat. His blood sprays his mate. She screams. Everyone flips. The other dogs start firing at me. And that's a wrap on Seth. But that's not what happens. He simply grabs one of the champagne flutes off my tray and downs it in two gulps. Doesn't even look at me. Doesn't even process that I'm right here next to him.
Han, will you take it easy? Ugh. Why so sad? Perk up.
I know, Peggy, I know.
The red brute don't look too happy.
Is that bubbly?
Mm-hmm. Blanc de blanc.
Hey, don't mind if I do.
Hey, Keshi!
Hey, looking good, Skin.
Not half as good as that carbonara.
Taking it down to Lucky.
Huh?
Oh, baby, why don't you do it?
What are you talking about?
Just to bury the hatchet. Poor little guy. My sister was groomed by one of their kind. Came to her senses. Thank God.
No.
It's only a matter of time for his back in her good graces.
Don't think that's happening this time, Pegs.
I wouldn't be too sure.
What?
Rumor has it Mama wants him to do the scrap show.
Fuck.
You for real?
Conversion has got him fixed. Removed whatever voodoo that electric hypnoed him with.
Well, what better way for him to prove his allegiance?
Yo, what? What? What?
Same old, same old. Always.
Man, you know she's got a soft spot for the kid. Come on.
Truer words.
I'm out of here.
What's gotten into you?
Nothing. Goddamn hearing aid keeps screwing with me.
I follow the raspy D-Dog. I can't believe my ears. Did he really say Lucky's gonna be the one to scrap Vector? No. I know what I saw in his eyes. He's not like them. Is he? Just before the dog called Keshi leaves the crowd, I knock the food out of his hand.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry.
Goddamn
so
shirt.
Oh my god.
Hands off,
let me get
hands
you a new.
Off.
What were you having?
Just shut up. Get a fresh plate of carbonara from the kitchen tent and take it to the pool house. And watch where
of
you go.
I'm so sorry. I'm
and
so sorry.
Have staff deliver instead of me. Stupid worm.
Got it. Can you take a look at the radar? It's acting all strange.
Yeah, I got it.
Stupider bio. With a fresh plate in hand, I make my way to the pool house. D-Dogs with submachine stunner guns patrol the entrance. My heart beats out of my glass. One guard lets me up the stairs. Another one escorts me down a long hallway. And then I hear her voice.
Come in.
I walk in on a moment that I wish I could unsee. Mama sits on the edge of a California king in the middle of a rich boy's bedroom. The walls are covered with posters of cars and bio pinup gals. Lucky lies there, head on Mama Diamond's lap, eyes closed. She whispers in his ear as her dark eyes dart to mine, like a vampire who won't stop feeding.
Where's Keshi?
A man with a mullet asked me to bring this.
Fine, by the window.
Yes, ma'am. I can sense both of their eyes on me, but I don't dare look at him. Not yet. When I'm back at the door, I turn around and ask, will that be all?
That's plenty.
Lucky stares at me, wide-eyed, slack-jawed, older, suddenly. He opens his mouth. He looks like he's going to yell, and then he just looks away. His eyes drift to the bathroom door, disinterested, vacant, finished.
You deaf, girl?
I'm immediately numb with shock.
Or just dumb. Out.
I step out. As I turn, I see a pair of Lucky's boots by the door. Boots with yellow laces.
15 away from showtime, both.
Loud and clear, Mama.
Lucky went slumming with runaway electrics. Lucky got lucky, and now he's one of them again. My heart sinks. He will scrap Vector to atone for his transgression. Only a fool would expect otherwise from a damn Gemini. It's over. I remember watching Vector and Sasha skipping hand in hand at the electric rights rally. I wasn't hot on bios and electrics mixing before then. I was scared of it, but in their love, I felt a higher power. I just wanted to believe again. I wanted to believe that there is something more than the toxic here and the exhausted now. As I turn a corner, a thought shoots into my mind space. Wait, something's not right. Lucky didn't rat me out. Why didn't he? He could have just screamed, and the other dog would have fried me in a blink. But he didn't. He just looked away. He looked at... That's when I hear it. He whistles Vector's song. The sound carries through an open door. The second door into Lucky's bathroom from the hallway. Half open. The mother scrapper was showing me, guiding me. That's it. No time to ruminate. I move. I slip inside. hide behind the door, knife in hand, fully expecting the guard to come barreling after me. Am I clutching at straws here? What if Lucky was trying to trap me? I listen for boots, but I only hear.
Make sure he eats and puts on the suit I left him.
Will do.
Darling Lobo.
Out of the corner of my eye, I spot a shadow grow in the doorframe. Lucky stands there with his finger in front of his lips, eyes clear and burning. Nothing like the broken boy I misread him for moments ago. Goddamn Gemini.
Lobes, I need to wash off.
What?
I said I need to shower, so don't be fucking coming in here, dipshit.
Where are you, will you?
Fancy meeting you here.
I was just in the hood, so I decided to say hey.
Not a moment too soon. How many with you?
Just me.
What?
Oh, and the E-cats.
Hi, Bucky boy.
E-cats, shit.
Now, don't you worry your pretty little head. Your metal mama hatched a flawless plan. Sort of.
There's no reaching Vector, Zeph. Not before she's brought to that scrap stage.
So what were you hoping to do, Assure her a quick death?
Hell no. When I'm with her, I'll cut her loose and we will shoot her with.
Sounds like somebody has a death wish.
She saved my soul, okay? Death is a small price to pay.
There is a better way.
Well, great. What are we waiting for?
Problem is, both of us would have to sacrifice.
Just said I would die for her.
You'll have to do more than die, Lucky. You'll have to change.
Can we save the reed for another day or a lifetime?
No, that's not what I mean.
Then what do you mean?
I hate coming out.
Hey, TikTok.
I was created to destroy.
Wow, dramatic.
I'm speaking my truth. I'm a special class of electric. If you haven't figured, I'm an exoskeleton.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know Rayon made exoskeletons that had...
So much personality?
Basically, yes.
We were cooked up in the weird wing of the factory. Rayon wanted all-in-one mods that turn any old bio into a weapon. Unfortunately, I was deemed too annoying to be a wingman consciousness.
Oh, wow, the shade is real.
I'll speak on it. My engineers were tinkering with my stubborn persona when the blitz struck. All of us were slated for the scrapper, but a junior engineer got in his feelings and helped moi escape. Long story short, I'm a parasite, but I'm one of a kind.
I'll be.
The only way to... In order to unlock my abilities, you have to... We would need to...
Blend?
Yeah.
But there is no undoing it if...
No. And... You will be infected with the virus regardless.
Are you not patched?
I'm still a carrier. Blending crosses the blood-brain barrier, so you will be infected.
So even if we make it out of here alive, because you'll be part of me, it's only a matter of...
Yeah.
You're willing to die for her too.
Of course. She's my best friend. It's what you do for a best friend.
Never had a best friend like you.
I just had a tear, but we've about a minute to decide before it's too late.
Well, give us a fighting chance.
We'll have more than a snowball's chance in hell.
Well then, pedal to the metal.
He looks so sure of himself, so trusting, and so young again. It's funny how their faces change like that.
You hear me? Let's go, blend away.
Okay, we're doing this. It's really happening.
Yeah.
Bless Martha. Give my best to the others.
Bless.
To you after we...
Don't worry. I'll still be around to guide you. Can you, just turn away for 1 second?
No peeking. Can do.
I undress quickly, suddenly shy. I guess this is the last time. I take off the jacket, the shirt, the pants, my favorite socks with the crying clowns on them. I'm bare glass from the neck down, and then I peel off my face and my hands. I catch my reflection in the mirror, floating eyeballs and all. My neural web pulsates with excitement. It sends flickering red lights down my spinal cord, hungry for what I've denied all these years. I look up at Lucky's reflection in the bathroom mirror. He's gone a little pale again.
Is that my turn to get into my birthday suit?
All I can do is nod. I look for Glen Glenda, the goldfish swimming around in the aquarium of my body. She's somewhere around my ribs. I put my hand over my heart, and Gigi swims up. Goodbye, Gigi. Thank you. Lucky's body looks so scarred and weak, malnourished. But I'll feed it soon enough.
Lynx?
What?
Lynx Jones. What's the name of the electric I scrapped, or murdered, to get my laces? There's a runaway we caught squatting in one of Mama's developments. They said he killed his owner. He had really blue eyes, and I strangled him. I hear him die again every night in my dreams.
My bio was a haunted house. An autobiography.
Screw you.
Fuck you too. I hug Lucky from behind. He's so warm. I can't remember the last time I held a bio. I form my form to his until there is no space between our bodies. My hands rest on the back of his hands. I slip my feet under the back of his feet. I put my forehead on the back of his head. He smells like sweat. I feel so excited. This is my directive, my so-called purpose. I loved avoiding it all these years, but now I will love giving into it. I cross his hands across his chest. I can feel his heart speed up as I start to squeeze, and all I can think to say is, try not to scream.
That's a cute thing to hear right before you.
I start to invest him. My synaptic tendrils unspool and hunt for matching connections in his body. As they pierce through his cells, I steal glimmers of his experiences. They intensify as the connections fortify. I taste a dream about unmasking, a nightmare about murder. I feel waves of pleasure, of pain. I feel his fear, guilt, and gratitude, weakness, power, love. I feel all of him, and I feel hope. I want to tell Lucky it's almost over, but I can no longer speak. I have no mouth. Can you hear my thoughts yet?
Nothing.
My metal skeleton fuses to his skin. It's almost done. Hold on, Lucky. It's almost done.
God.
Parasite.
Holy shit. Zeph, I can hear you in my head.
I told you it would hurt.
No, you didn't.
No, sorry.
That was the last thing I remember before I passed out.
Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Jojo Gibbs as Martha, Benny Drama as Monk, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Frances Fisher as Mama Diamond, and Kesha as Zephyr and Money. Additional performances by Link Ruiz, Mara Schuster Lepkowitz, Paul Guzman, Renee Dorian, Leanne Lee, James Wellington, Brian Bowman. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional music by Matisse Evru. Additional songs by Glenn Kreitzer. Additional music by Johnny Paradiso. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, D. Chris Smith. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Liz Miles. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Evolve, produced by Hot Tracks Incorporated. Written by Derek D and Whitney V. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, and Safet Alisbahic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.